Cecilia Maria Sanchez Orondo was born on December 5, 1973, in San Martin de los Andes, in the Neuquén province of Argentina. She was the second of 10 siblings. She was an average woman, very outgoing, spontaneous, happy, and embodied in a life friendship with Christ and love for others. She dedicated herself to prayer and the contemplative life, played the violin, and was known for her sweetness and permanent smile. It was in Avila, Spain, in the Monastery of Incarnation, when she received the first calling to Carmel. She even wrote about this experience.
I was in the Carmel of Corpus Christi for 5 months. I enjoyed life, but felt it wasn't where I was meant to be. With all the pain and darkness of my soul, I left, thinking that the Carmelite life had been an illusion of mine.
Thinking that this calling she felt in the heart was just an illusion, she returned back to her family in Tandil. But no matter how much she tried not to, Cecilia could not stop thinking about Carmel. It felt as if this was a calling deep in her heart. Her parents, on the other hand, had asked her to choose a career before going back to Carmel. So Cecilia then started to become a nurse and considered this another great gift from God, as she was able to assist so many sick people in agony as they passed away.
The night began to clear. The Lord provided me once again with strength and granted the firm and calm certainty of His calling.
At the age of 24, she entered the Discales Carmelites Monastery in the city of Santa Fe on the 8th of December, 1997, receiving the name Cecilia Maria of the Holy Face. That deep need of giving love and of being loved was what led her to Carmel to devote herself entirely to Christ. On the day of her solemn profession, that took place on the 7th of June, 2003, she wrote,
"As the wife is the joy of her husband, you shall be the joy of your God, and you will possess your God for your beauty."
She had a clear awareness of her limitations and frailties that made her suffer. But little by little, she found her way, the way of sweet obedience, as she liked to say, the way to transfiguration that led her to humbly accept her limitations and brought her to discover Christ precisely in them.
"The road will be hard, but Jesus chose it for me, and He will help me."
On the 11th of December, 2015, Sister Cecilia was diagnosed with tongue cancer on the base of her tongue, and her illness had worsened so much that she had to be hospitalized. But she didn't stop praying and had offered up the suffering she endured, certain that her encounter with God was coming soon. She wrote of how she had offered her pains for the unity of the Carmelite order in Argentina, the church, and the Pope.
"I received with enormous peace and joy, but that was not me. It was the grace of God that made me repeat the words of St. Paul. I live, but not I. It is Christ who lives in me. All that matters is what Jesus wants, how He wants it."
Due to the seriousness of her illness, she had to endure a very invasive laser treatment and chemotherapy. So she had to be moved to Buenos Aires. The Carmel of Lisieux gave a lodging with great affection and generosity. It was a heartbreak to be leaving her beloved community, but she prayed, asking the Lord that if He held her by the hand and guided her through the cross, she will go wherever He wants her to go. During her suffering, she was never alone. She had always been accompanied by her fellow Carmelite sisters and by her family and friends who supported her with prayers and closeness.
"I am very happy. One feels moved by the work of God through suffering from so many people that pray for me."
Her joy was accompanied by a profound state of prayer. Whenever she could, she'd put on a habit so as to participate at Mass in the hospital chapel. She lived these Masses with the same devotion that characterized her life behind the grille of the Carmel of Villa Pueyrredón in Buenos Aires. Despite her illness, Sister Cecilia remained quite lucid. Though she couldn't talk during her last months, her weak gestures at each Mass gave evidence of her attention and fervor. When the prayers of the faithful included the intention of the sick, her expression showed gratitude. Those who saw her spoke of her face as showing peace and joy. As someone waiting the encounter with the One to whom she had given her life, our Lord Jesus Christ. Her last wish, which she wrote on a piece of paper, was,
"I was thinking about what I wanted my funeral to be like. First a little intense prayer, and then a big party for everyone. Don't forget to pray, but don't forget to celebrate either.
She lived a painful illness with great joy. The secret of her smile was that she let herself be loved without resistance by her spouse Christ and by all of her loved ones. Her testimony and the photos of her last days went around the world, especially because she kept her characteristic smile until the moment of her death, which occurred in Buenos Aires on June 23, 2016. What is her message? To have embodied in her life the call of Pope Francis to all in the Church, open yourself to the joy of the Gospel. Do not be frightened by its affection. The only thing that gives meaning to our life, down to the last glance, is when it is joined with the giving of oneself.
Carmelites, I offered all this for the unity of Carmel, especially in Argentina, for unity of the Church, for the Pope.
Servant of God, Sister Cecilia Maria, pray for us.